Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing the humanitarian implications of the war in Ukrainian-controlled territory in Kherson Oblast. Part 1, Summary. Between December 2024 and February 2025, there was a significant increase in Russian artillery shelling in Kherson Oblast in territory under government of Ukraine control. Air attacks, especially drone attacks targeting civilians, also initially increased in the December to January period before dipping in February 2025. The increase in the frequency and intensity of attacks and increased targeting of civilians have led to more deaths, injuries, and damage to civilian infrastructure, deteriorating already severe living conditions for civilians. Evacuation orders have been imposed in 50 towns and cities. Despite continued attacks across the whole of Kherson, the orders include only its hydropark and Naftahaven districts located closest to the Dnipro River. Because of this, the 66,000 inhabitants of Kherson, currently the largest Ukrainian city under direct Russian shelling, remain at constant risk of shelling and air attacks as the city lacks sufficient air defense and bomb shelters to protect residents. By January 2025, 141,000 people were considered in need. Humanitarian needs are high, with 97% of surveyed families in Kherson Oblast expressing extreme need. The most pressing needs relate to livelihood opportunities and housing, either the repair of damaged houses or provision of temporary alternatives for those unable to return to areas under constant shelling. With businesses closing or leaving Kherson Oblast, job opportunities are scarce, especially in smaller towns and villages. The war has also reduced income for some farmers, as constant shelling and land contamination by landmines and explosive remnants of war have reduced access to agricultural land. Part 2, Crisis Overview. Although the presence of the Dnipro River prevents major shifts in territorial control in Kherson Oblast, air and shelling attacks by Russian forces on the oblast, especially Kherson, have become more frequent, while tactics have evolved to target civilians specifically. Air and drone attacks on areas of the oblast on the right bank of the river steadily increased from July, January, including a spike in September, before dipping in February, while incidents of artillery shelling in December 2024 were double that of November and were even higher in January and February 2025, as seen in Figure 1. In mid-March, Russian troops continued to attempt to seize a bridgehead on the right bank of the Dnipro River or one of its islands to make it easier to attack Ukrainian defense. This increase in air attacks and shelling in Kherson Oblast in the recent months is replicated along the front line, particularly in Donetsk Oblast, and has been related to Russian forces' exploitation of Ukrainian defensive vulnerabilities, improved military tactics, and strategic targeting of key locations such as Torotysk and Pokrovsk in Donetsk Oblast and Kupiansk in Kharkiv Oblast. Military analysts consider the capture of all of regions. Climate hazards pose a recurrent threat to communities, with monsoon-related flooding and Typhoon Yagi affecting nearly 1 million people across Myanmar in 2024. By March 2025, conflict and climate hazards had driven the internal displacement of 3.25 million people, representing an increase of 1 million since December 2023. The period from September 2024 to February 2025 saw a 56% increase in the average number of monthly air attacks compared to March to August 2024. According to the media, drone attacks were likely responsible for the biggest share of this increase. Regional authorities reported over 12,000 drone attacks, which killed 64 people and injured more than 600 in territory under GO control during the last 5 months of 2024. In particular, the Russian military has expanded the use of first-person view drones dropping munitions in Kherson and adjacent villages. These drones, available on the commercial market and inexpensive to produce, have been produced on a massive scale in Russia, and their use increased even more at the beginning of 2025. Russian forces have also used the drones to mine the region remotely with PETL mines, lightweight plastic explosive mines that are launched into an area, settle on the ground, and explode upon pressure being applied on their surface, such as when stepped on. Unmanned aerial vehicles drop the mines on roads, pavements, and parks in towns along the Dnipro River. In 2024, landmines and ERW killed 13 civilians and injured 49 in the territory of Kherson Oblast under GO control. As well as increasing drone use, it appears that Russian forces have changed tactics to deliberately target civilians, their vehicles, and civilian infrastructure. Reports indicate that Russian soldiers may be deliberately targeting civilians with FPV drones as a form of a live-fire training exercise. The number of air attacks in which civilians were the main or only target increased by 50% during the second half of 2024, with local sources claiming that nearly 130 drone attacks targeted civilians in Kherson alone, killing 70 people and injuring 700 between July 2024 and January 2025. In January 2025 alone, drone attacks were responsible for 70% of all civilian casualties in the oblast. The biggest number of air attacks has been in the most populated areas of Khersonska Oblast, namely Kherson City and the adjacent Antonivka town, both located in Khersonska Ramada. Artillery shelling and missile attacks in Khersonska Oblast, on both military and civilian targets, more than doubled from December 2024 to February 2025 compared to the previous 3 months. The most affected Ramadas have been Borislavska, Byloziska, Derivska, Khersonska, and Tyinska Ramadas. The intensification of shelling can be seen through the increase in damage to civilian infrastructure. In the December 2024 to February 2025 period, Khersonska Oblast experienced the fourth highest number of civilian infrastructure damage incidents of all the oblasts after Dnipropetrovska, Donetska, and Khersonska Oblasts. Khersonsky Raion experienced the most damage incidents, resulting in frequent blackouts in Kherson and neighboring towns. Constant shelling and air attacks have slowed restoration efforts. Damage to power, energy, and gas infrastructure has increased by almost threefold between October 2024 and February 2025, compared to June to September 2024. This report also discusses humanitarian impact, humanitarian access, and aggravating factors. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.